In a little town, not unlike this one, when the leaves were blowing off the branches of the trees in heaps of oranges and reds and yellows, the people were preparing for the cold weather ahead. Hats and scarves came out of the closets, warm socks and boots, snow pants and jackets, and all of the windows on the little downtown were filled with images of jack-o'-lanterns and scarecrows. Halloween was coming too. As the good people prepared for the coming holiday, they didn't notice a stranger enter their town. His toe bones clicked, his heel bones clacked, his knee bones creaked, his elbows squeaked, his teeth chattered, and the wind whistled through his ribs, for he was nothing but a skeleton. He was the ghost of John. The ghost of John walked down Main Street. He came to a store that sold puffy winter jackets, and he pushed the door open with a creak. The girl behind the register was talking on the phone to her friend. She had her homework spread open on the counter. It was a Saturday. "Yeah," she said, "what do you need?" The ghost of John stepped up to the counter. "Excuse me," he said. "I am the ghost of John, and I would like to buy..."
"Ghost?"
She took one look at him. His face was nothing more than a skull. There was not a scrap of skin on his bones. She let out a shriek, and she ran screaming out of the store into the streets.
"Have you seen the ghost of John? Long white bones and the rest all gone. Ooh, wouldn't it be chilly with no skin on?"
And she ran to find her friends. The ghost of John slipped silently out of the store, and he walked down the block. His toe bones clicked, his heel bones clacked, his knee bones creaked, his elbows squeaked, his teeth chattered, and the wind whistled through his ribs. He came to a store with hats and mittens and scarves. He pushed the door open, and he walked in. There was a man behind the cash register. He was talking on the phone. "No, no, we must have it in red. That is our most popular color this season. Yes, yes." And he didn't look up. The ghost of John approached him, and after waiting for a moment or two, he cleared his throat and said, "Excuse me, I'm the ghost of John, and I would like to buy..."
"Ghost!"
cried the man. He dropped the phone with a crash, and he ran screaming out into the street, where a few high school girls were gathered around the first clerk.
"Have you seen the ghost of John? Long white bones and the rest all gone. Ooh, wouldn't it be chilly with no skin on?" he cried.
The ghost of John slipped out unnoticed. His toe bones clicked, his heel bones clacked, his knee bones creaked, his elbows squeaked, his teeth chattered, the wind whistled through his ribs, and the ghost of John shivered. He came to a store that sold long underwear and snow pants and boots, and he walked in. There was a kind-looking old woman sitting at the counter. She was working on that week's crossword puzzle. "Let's see, 42 down, 42 down. Yes?"
"Excuse me, I am the ghost of John, and I would like to buy..."
"Ghost!" She dropped her crossword puzzle, and out she ran into the street, where now there was a mob.
"Have you seen the ghost of John? Long white bones and the rest all gone. Ooh, wouldn't it be chilly with no skin on?"
And this time when the ghost of John slipped out, he was not unnoticed. "There he is!" they cried. "Grab him!" The crowd of angry faces surrounded him. "Who is he? Where did he come from? Ghost of John, we don't want ghosts in our nice little town. We'll tear him limb from limb. We'll feed his leg bones to the dogs. We'll throw his finger bones to the chickens." And perhaps that is what they would have done if it were not for my friend, who was a teacher up at the school. Of course, she didn't usually work on Saturdays, but there were extra papers to grade, and she had decorated her classroom for Halloween. She was walking back to her little house when she saw the crowd, and, like any good teacher, she could see trouble from a mile away. She hurried down into the thick of it. Her arms were crossed, her lips were pursed, her brow was furrowed, and she said, "Just what is going on here?" Everyone started shouting and pointing, "He's a ghost! He's a ghost of John! He's come to our town to haunt us forever, and we're not going to let that happen!" "How do you know?" said the teacher. "How do you know?" Everyone stared at her. Well, have you asked him if that is what he has come to do?
John, she said, excuse me, ghost of John, why are you here?
He looked around at all of the expectant, waiting, accusatory faces.
Well, he said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cause any trouble, but, well, you see, winter is coming, and I just thought perhaps if I could buy some nice warm winter clothes, because, well, it is chilly with no skin on.
The crowd shrugged their shoulders, and sheepish smiles crossed their faces. Out of their midst came a hat and a scarf, mittens and socks, boots and snow pants, until the ghost of John was so bundled up and puffy you would never have known that he was nothing but bones underneath. That year for Halloween, the celebration was even more spectacular than ever because the ghost of John was the guest of honor. And although he moved on, in the years that followed, people often talked about him, and the children especially would listen as the leaves began to blow off the trees in heaps of red and orange and yellow. They would stand out in the street and listen to see if they could hear someone coming whose toe bones clicked and heel bones clacked, whose knee bones creaked and whose elbows squeaked, whose teeth chattered, and whose ribs made the most wonderful whistling sound as the wind blew through them. And they would sing to one another. Have you seen the ghost of John? Long white bones and the rest all gone. Ooh, wouldn't it be chilly with no skin on?